Y aquí estamos en The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Continuamos con la segunda parte del programa dedicado al musical de Will Rogers Follies que comenzamos la semana pasada, no sé si recordarán. Bueno, este musical tiene música de Cy Coleman, un músico, excelente músico y músico de jazz también que hemos escuchado muchas veces aquí. Y la letra es de uno, dos clásicos de Broadway, Betty Comden y Adolph Green. Y el libreto, para finalizar, es de Peter Stone. Es un musical enfocado en la vida y la carrera del famoso humorista y actor de vodevil Will Rogers. Esta obra fue estrenada en 1991, echó el telón 2 años y medio después con más de 900 funciones. Vamos a escuchar el casting original con Keith Carradine, sí, es el hermano del conocido actor David Carradine en el papel protagonista, el que hace de Will Rogers, y también está Dee Hottie como Betty Clark. Además, Gregory Peck puso la voz del mítico empresario Flo Ziegfeld, es decir, es un personaje que no tiene cuerpo, que es simplemente una voz en off, ¿no? Bueno, Will Rogers nació en el seno de una familia Cherokee y se crió como un cowboy. Es uno de los personajes más conocidos de la historia de Estados Unidos. Es, digamos, como uno de esos padres de la historia de este gran país. Su país le bautizó como el hijo favorito de Oklahoma. Y se hizo famoso en el Ziegfeld Follies por su habilidad con el lazo al estilo cowboy. Bueno, en este musical hay varios números que recrean estas actuaciones de Will Rogers míticas y así como, bueno, su particular manera de hablar y su sabiduría popular que sentaron cátedra en los Estados Unidos.
Look around. World's a lovely sight, lovely sky and sea. Well, it used to be. Look around, the world is shining bright. Watch the green grass grow. Well, that once was so. Where's the spring that loved the rain? Where's the grove down Lover's Lane? Look around, they vanish overnight. Where's the lovely world we used to see? Who closed the open skies, the view to the horizon? Look around, they disappear from sight. And when I recall what used to be, I'm weeping like a weeping willow tree. Just look around, you'll see a memory.
Mr. Rogers, have you ever thought about running for President of the United States?
Well, I'll tell you, this country might be used to having anything at all named as a presidential candidate, but we haven't quite sunk to the professional actor stage. That's what I said in 1928, folks.
Mr. Rogers, you've been invited to speak at the Republican Convention in Kansas City, and you've also been invited to speak at the Democratic Convention in Houston.
Oh, boy, the Democrats. They always have more fun at their conventions because they know they aren't going anywhere afterwards.
So, will you run for president or not, Mr. Rogers?
I sure will. Democrats and Republicans, I'm asking for your vote. Well, I've got this debunked party with some new ideas to float. Don't ask me what my platform is, I leave that stuff alone. 'Cause no one keeps those promises, as history has shown. I'll run a clean campaign and that will be my winning card. Considering the kind you've had, well, that won't be too hard.
Mr. Chairman, the great Sooner State of Oklahoma.
Este musical se presenta como un homenaje, como decíamos, un homenaje a Will Rogers. Su figura domina la escena como si se tratara de un monólogo. Conversa directamente con el público y en ocasiones pues se oye la voz de Flo Ziegfeld, que ya decimos que es Gregory Peck, que dirige el rumbo de la obra, ¿no? Va un poco dirigiendo a Will Rogers. También se cuenta de un modo teatral cómo se conocen Rogers y la que fue su mujer, Betty Clark. Se muestran sus giras, sus enormes giras, ¿no?, por todo Estados Unidos y el éxito de su carrera al ser invitado a participar en las Ziegfeld Follies. El primer acto termina con el objetivo de Rogers de irse a Hollywood para probar con el cine y con su boda junto a Betty Clark.
He's left me alone again, what's new? All I do is sit and stare at a snapshot and an empty chair. What good's a man who's never there? He's a traveling man, he's a flying man. After dinner speaker, speechifying man, he's a one-man show on the radio. He's a columnist, friend of presidents, movie star for all a nation's presidents, Ziegfeld starring man, walking, talking man. Sometimes I tell myself the worm's turning. I'll pack a bag and leave him flat. But every time I start, this feeling floods my heart. He needs me to feed the cat. Oh, when I'm by myself, I'm so lonesome. A party makes it twice as grim. And play. My mind is miles away. It's off on the road with him. A hotel staying man, suitcase packing man. When I look around me, he's the Latin man. He's most anywhere. Land or sea or air.
Together, dark torrential weather, we've managed to muddle through every muddy puddle. Old soul would never shine, still you kept your hand in mine. Now comes the sun, why run? Oh, stick with me, baby, let's kick up our heat. Taste the best of it, sniff the zest of it, feel how luxury feels. Take the fruits of our labors and splurge to the hilt
we deserve to be blooming before we must wilt. Where's the gold in the good life if you're knee-deep in guilt? Listen, honey, it's only money. Diamonds or Mrs. Rogers, they shine so bright like the light in your eyes. Rubies or Mrs. Rogers, not like the rhinestones you once got from other guys. Sapphire, so blue and brilliant, they all combine to make your gems red, white, and blue. With all the jewels above, I'm saluting our love. I'm true blue to the flag and true to you. Emerald or Mrs. Rogers, 'cause I turn green when you don't look my way. Topaz, not quite so precious, perhaps Madame could wear them on some rainy day.
On some rainy day.
Pearls for Mrs. Rogers,
Mrs. Rogers,
to grace the neckline of the queen who rules my heart. Whereas the jewels above, you were fashioned for love. You are nature's perfect living work of art. Mrs.
Rogers,
they seem so dim when compared to
your eyes.
Topaz
and precious emerald,
and rubies red and sapphires blue in just your size.
Red and sapphires blue and
pearls for Mrs.
Rogers.
These are necessities no wife of mine should lack. If you will have nothing of all these proofs of my love, I'll throw them in a sack and take them back.
Proud of you, son. Well, aren't you going to thank me?
For what, Pa?
For your success.
My success?
Hell yes! It proves that there's a lot more of me in you than both of us ever suspected. Your wit and wisdom let us see all the foibles of the century. What a man! A hell of a man is my Will. Just multiply me by the millions.
Gee, Pop, just one of you will do.
Your public number's in the billions.
Like you've been saying, Pop, I owe it all to you.
Will-a-mania, he's welcome at the White House.
about Alaska, Wiley?
Say your goodbyes, Will. I'll be waiting for you at the field.
Will, do you have to go?
I guess so.
Why?
Because I went.
Will Rogers, if anything happens to you, if you get yourself killed...
What'll you do, Blake?
I'll never speak to you again.
Without you, I'm a nameless face. Without you, I'm the lowest rung. Without you, lost in no man's land. Without you, I'm a song unsung.
El segundo acto comienza con un Will Rogers en el cénit de su popularidad. Es la estrella de Hollywood mejor pagada y aparece en todos los medios de comunicación. Como decíamos en el programa anterior, era un clásico en la radio, pero también escribía muchos artículos de opinión, muchos muy influyentes en la vida norteamericana. Bueno, más de uno ya le propuso incluso presentarse a las elecciones como futuro presidente. Tanto trabajo no le deja tiempo para estar junto con su mujer, Betty. Pero bueno, hay cosas que solucionan todo esto. Además, sucede la Gran Depresión y Ziegfeld pierde toda su fortuna. Incluso el presidente Hoover, Herbert Hoover, pide a Rogers que dé un discurso para animar a la nación. Tras reconciliarse con su padre, el musical termina con la trágica muerte de Rogers a bordo de un avión camino a Alaska. También como les contábamos en el primer programa. Bueno, esto ha sido todo. La semana que viene intentaremos sorprenderles con un nuevo musical en esta maravillosa sección de Radio Separada. Aquí les esperamos.
Highfalutin gent or Bowery bum, yes, I've come a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like. Never shook a hand I didn't like. Royal Prince of Wales or Working Joe, though I know life's one long rocky hike. Never met a man wandering. I bumped into all kinds of people, fancy cinema stars, fake evangelists, politicians, morticians, and I have reached the conclusion while hiking the pike. Oh, I try and I try, never once met a guy that I didn't like. I said I've roamed along the Napa Valley, Schubert Alley, Rue de la Paix, Oklahoma and Kalamazoo. And I have reached the conclusion while
pipe. Yes, I'll say till I'm done. No, I never met one that I didn't like. Met the worst, met the best, some who put me to the test, almost made me change my mind. Yet somehow I always find, if you don't expect too much, there's a certain human touch. Homo sapiens has got it, other animals have not. Try the shoes on that are his, feel what makes him what he is, what it's like inside his skin, living in the skin he's in. Just like me, a lump of sod, there but for the grace of God. That is the philosophy of this part-time Cherokee. Philosophy.